Welcome to Evidence-Based Emergency Medicine. This week we're going to have a look at a bet from the Best Bets website. And this one's actually come all the way from the Chinese University of Hong Kong, so a long, long way. And it's written by Scott Tangman Chun and checked by Giles Catamol, who's an assistant professor over there. This bet's looking at whole-body CT in trauma patients, which is an interesting topic, something which is very topical over here in the UK, and I guess around the world. So, Rick, you've been involved in editing this one. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, it relates to a pretty common clinical scenario. You've got a patient who arrives in the resuscitation room. They've been a multi-trauma victim. The question is, we've done our primary survey. We now want to get some imaging. The patient's stable enough to go for a CT. Do we go for a CT selective of the parts that we think are injured? For example, they might have sign of a head injury, so we'll get a head, we'll get a neck, and we'll maybe get the abdomen because there's some suggestion of an abdominal injury. Or do we go for a blanket policy of whole body CT, CT the head to the pelvis, and we'll pick up any injuries that we might have otherwise missed in the absence of any clinical cues? The question is, which of those approaches is going to lead to a lower mortality rate for our patients?
So they've actually put together quite a nice three-part question here, haven't they? So they've focused down on this particular one. And how have they constructed that exactly, Dan?
Well, they've identified their patient cohort, their intervention selectively, and their outcome, all in closed brackets, obviously. And the way they've structured that is they've looked at polytrauma patients in the emergency department specifically, so it's directly relevant to us. They've talked about their intervention as the use of non-selective whole-body CT, so as Rick Bartley says, vertex to symphysis CT scanning. And their outcome, they've noted, improved survival. And that's an important thing to focus on here, I think. It may well be that whole-body CT will identify more injuries. It may well be that it will shorten duration of time in the emergency department. But what we really want to know is this intervention going to save the lives of our trauma patients? And they've structured the search to answer that quite well, I think.
Okay, and they've done what I think is actually quite a good search across a number of databases. And interestingly, they only actually found one paper which directly answers this. Rick, what did that paper say?
Well, this paper is from a multi-centre trauma registry. They've included 4,621 patients. It's retrospective in nature, so patients were managed according to whatever clinical protocols were in place at their centre and whatever the doctor decided to do who was looking after the patient. But they then calculated the standardised mortality ratio for the patients undergoing a whole body CT. And what that means is they calculated the estimated mortality rate of those patients based on the TRIS score.
TRIS score, remind me again?
Trauma Registry Injury Severity Score.
So it's a mixture of both their physiological values when they arrive and their eventual anatomical injury at discharge, what they've actually found is wrong with them. And that predicts mortality usually, doesn't it?
That's precisely, and it's a well-validated tool for doing so. So they've predicted the patient's mortality on the basis of the TRIS score, and they've compared that to the actual mortality, and from that derived a standardised mortality ratio. And they found that the standardised mortality ratio associated with whole-body CT is 0.75. Which is a significant improvement on the mortality ratio. The confidence intervals are 0.6 to 0.86.
So the 0.75 is just a number. It doesn't mean a huge amount to you. What does that mean to me clinically?
It means that the patients are only three quarters as likely to die as we would anticipate on the basis of their TRIS score.
Oh, so that's fantastic then.
It's pretty good, pretty convincing result. It's a statistically significant difference. The patients who underwent whole body CT were more likely to survive significantly.
Okay, but Dan, you had a couple of concerns with this paper.
Well, I think before you adopt it in widespread practice, you just have to look a little bit closer. And the first thing that I would draw attention to for all the readers is the retrospective nature. I'm not disputing that this isn't the highest level of evidence available, but even that needs to be critiqued. And when you retrospectively assign patients to whole body CT or not to whole body CT with no blinding, no prospective intervention between clinicians, then you open yourself up to multiple sources of confounding and bias. It may be that only the best hospitals were able to deliver whole body CT. It may be that only the best trauma surgeons knew about the concept of whole body CT. And of course, all of these things are going to influence mortality outcome.
So could this paper have been done differently or better?
Well, in an ideal world, the best way to do a trial like this would be to prospectively assign patients who met inclusion criteria with polytrauma to either undergoing whole body CT or to directed CT as per clinician. Now, that would be a hard trial to perform, and obviously it would take years and years and years to get the number of patients that, like they've got here. The clever way in which they've done this research is that they've utilised an already prevalent trauma registry, so they've already got the patients. This is about really thinking to themselves, we've been using whole body CT for a bit, do you think that we can prove that it works? And this is a good way to get a number of patients and a degree of evidence to support their clinical intervention.
So at this moment in time, this is as good as it gets. And that's what we try and do with the best bets, isn't it? We try and provide what the best quality at this time is in terms of evidence. We're clinicians, and although we'd like to sort of stop time, wait 10 years and wait somebody to do the massive RCT, obviously we can't, and we have to make decisions on patients on a daily basis. So guys, what do you think? Do you think this is something that we should be doing on the basis of this reduction in SMR or not?
I'm all for it. They've found a number needed to treat to prevent one death on the basis of the TRIS score of 17. So you need to treat 17 patients with whole body CT in order to prevent one death. That's pretty good. This is the best level of evidence that we have to answer the question, and it makes good common sense. If we do a whole body CT for these multi-trauma patients, we'll tend to pick up more injuries, and the chances are that there'll be some clinically significant injuries within that that we can then address.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and coming to this from a critical care perspective as well, often with these polytrauma patients, focused and directed CT will perhaps pick out the most obvious injuries and the most severe, but they'll miss catalogues of injuries that you'll then need to go on and identify on a secondary, a tertiary, and even people talk about the quaternary survey now, because spinal fractures, lumbar spinal fractures, for instance, will be low down the list of complaints if you've got someone with an intra-abdominal catastrophic hemorrhage or you've got someone with a hemothorax. Whole body CT is beautiful in practice for that reason alone. You get a spectrum of injuries which are delineated immediately. You then get to decide which of those is the most important whilst acknowledging all of the other injuries that go hand in hand with that one. And so not only does it benefit patients in terms of survival, it also benefits clinicians in terms of decision making, and it streamlines the whole trauma process. And I, as Rick, I'm a big believer.
I'm terribly excited by this number needed to treat of 17. That's better than thrombolysis or better than PCI for MIs. That sounds like a fantastic reason to do this. And in the absence of better evidence, are we all up for it?
I'm up for it. I've been doing so for a little while.
Good man.
Absolutely. And I'm just waiting for the prospective studies which will reinforce this and make it roll out nationwide.
Fantastic. And thanks to Giles and Scott for bringing that to everybody's attention. Thank you very much. See you again next week.